The thoughts and opinions of the Ninja Please podcast are just that. These are just jokes, people. So, smoke a don't be one.
Drop the day.
This animation style is too stylized for me right now.
I'm going to check it out. I'm excited to see about it. I've heard good things about it. I heard people been pleasantly surprised.
Writing's great. It's just a little too stylized for me right now. That CG's looking a little too janky coming from as smooth as it looked when it was animated. Then y'all going to that full-on CG shit. And I'm like,
it's a risk.
It's going to take some getting used to. It was a cool little sequence in there, but overall, it's like the look of it is what's going to take the most getting used to.
Cool. Yeah, I can't wait to check that out.
It's extremely stylized.
Absolutely. I'll definitely be checking that shit out. Anything else, Ocean? Macio? What you got? Well, Happy New Year again. This is a great pod, great day. Shout out to the Skos.
Definitely. And it came through once again. Showed out. Oh, the only thing I gotta say is
I'm still recording.
I forgot to mention last week. I forgot that Gray Man and Metal Lords came out. So I didn't put them on my list.
Games? Bro.
No, Metal Lords and, yeah, Gray Man, the movies.
Oh.
None of y'all mentioned them, and then I was like, damn, I didn't mention them either. And I was like, shit.
I didn't mention Gray Man?
None of us mentioned Gray Man. And I was like, no, shit,
you mentioned Gray Man.
I thought I mentioned Gray Man.
Okay.
You mentioned Gray Man.
I was like, that was one I forgot about till I looked at a little list. Like, oh shit, I forgot.
Bro, I looked back after last week and I was like, damn, it was a couple movies. Like,
yeah, that just over.
It was a couple movies and that came out. I saw around my horror, you know, binge that came out. I was like, damn, it was definitely some. It's a lot of great movies that get lost in the sauce throughout the year, to be honest. But I'm glad you brought that one back up.
Yeah, I was like, I got to make sure I talk about them because I was like, yeah. The Man from Nowhere was good, but it wasn't on the same level as Gray Man was. So I was like, I got to make sure I make mention of that.
No, Gray Man was good.
Yeah.
Because I was disappointed with that red notice that came out. I didn't really like that.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as Gray Man was.
Bro, last year, the damn Ben Affleck movie with Anna de Armas came out, bro. That was one of my favorites.
Deep Water was on my list. I had good, to put that shit, dog.
Like, it was some good movies that came out. Like,
that man was the ultimate cook. Like, I could never be him, but
I mean, kill him.
Damn right. I love my wife, and if you love my wife, I'm gonna fuck you up.
From World Star Hip Hop. Guy accidentally calls the cops while he's playing a video game. They heard him say, "I killed two people," and thought it was a double homicide. Double hummus.
And we're talking about the game.
Damn, bruh.
Hopefully that young man is still alive.
You're right. Because they would have busted up in his shit. He's killed two people and he's still
alive. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Double homicide. Motherfucking Dana White.
Man, listen.
Who is not Joe Rogan.
At all. Beating the fuck out of her. He smacked her up on New Year's
Eve. If he was Dana Black, he would have been all over the news.
Right. Well, they smacked each other up, actually.
Yeah, she slapped the shit out of him.
That's a real.
And he kind of.
Pop! I ain't see the video.
Caught it with the comeback. Oh, it's all over the internet. You can pull it.
All right, later. Goddamn Dana.
Slams wife. I thought he slapped her.
You sound like you seen the video either.
Well, I thought
I saw it, but I didn't see nothing about no slamming.
Yeah, that's what threw me off. I was like, I didn't know he slammed her. I thought he slapped her.
Say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. That's blasphemous. In a VIP area of a
nightclub during a New Year's Eve celebration. For him, like he did. Harry Jones.
Damn. He's seen in the
video saying he's Dana White, not Dana Black.
Not Dana Black, man. You can't do that. Dana White then slaps her back before the two are quickly separated. If I could get the control room out of my ear, please. Here's Dana's apology in part to TMZ. I'm literally making no excuses for this thing at all.
It's never happened before. It's the first time it's ever happened. People are going to say what they're going to say, and it is what it is. Whatever people say is deserved, I deserve it. Now, in a separate interview with TMZ, his wife, Ann White, said this. To say this is out of character for him is an understatement. Nothing like this has ever happened before. So, though White is the face of the UFC, Stephen A., it is an entity owned by Endeavor. What type of discipline should Dana face?
Well, my immediate response to that is whatever discipline he should face is the kind of discipline he would impose upon someone he oversees, because that would be consistent with who he is.
What?
Now, I will openly confess to you, and I certainly, you know, we shouldn't end this segment without getting your take on this. I will tell you this. Dana White is not just somebody that's connected in the world of sports. He's a friend. I love the guy, personally. So this is a very hard subject for me. We talk all the time.
That's why they asked him.
He's certainly connected briefly since this happened. Mm-hmm. He knew, you know, he knew there's no way on earth that I wasn't going to talk about it. My heart goes out to his family because this is a very, very embarrassing situation. He says it has never, ever happened before. He's completely ashamed and utterly disgusted with himself. That he finds himself.
I mean, y'all get drunk on New Year's Eve and she smacks you out of the blue. Of course, you just gonna Steve, and then not realize it.
Stephen A. knows that he was just like, look, bro, that is never okay. That can never happen, bro.
It happened, and you got caught.
He was like, bro, you public. He was like, if that was me, bro, we wouldn't even be talking like this. Like, bro, you in a position. You powerful and you in this position. So, like, bro, you know you got to be held accountable because this shit public. And, you know, it's just, to me, that can't happen. But to be in that shit publicly, I don't know, whatever the fuck is in the mix to even, if you do it publicly, you'll do it privately. And it's just not a good look. I don't know the man, but I'm just saying, if you do it publicly, you'll do it privately.
Both of them said it was out of character.
And it was never happened. I'm like, all right, that's y'all's story. But with that being said, it's just like, bruh, like, come on now.
It's new. That, my thing ain't is, nobody else like, get a New pass Year's.
Doing that shit.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. Like, you can't get a pass for it. It's New Year's, true enough. Nobody smacked each other before now, but she just, out of the blue, just popped you in the face.
Because it's like,
is that her first time smacking him?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's not okay for her to go and, like, hit him, but it's just like, bro, like, regardless of, like, whatever it is, it's like, that shit got so, there was nobody in that room that he saw as soon as, like, that shit happened. It's just like, oh, you going to,
right, because he didn't, like, look around, like, hey, is anybody?
Yeah, he just,
don't do that.
And to,
because you were
MMA. I'm not going to say nothing to his credit, but he didn't, like, come back. He's like,
yeah, he just was right here, yeah.
Yeah, but you fight grown-ass men for a living.
Yeah, you got one of the strongest roundhouses
right, bro,
out there.
Ever.
Oh, I keep getting confused with Joe Rogan, but right. Close enough, like. And again, I've never seen them two motherfuckers in the same room.
They what do you call that shit? Announce. They've been in the same room together.
Hell yeah.
Oh, they CG'd it?
I have never laid.
They CG split screen that shit?
I don't know, bro. See, I don't want to be in his shoes.
Yeah, ain't been
like
no UFC fight ever in person, so yeah. I don't know if they really were in the same room. You right. And it's about to lose its flavor.
Wait, what was that?
We go back to it, man. Okay. Got to stay on the course, man. Stay on the course.
Salty
All right, man. It's been a slow news week, but it's been a lot of fun. What?
You seen that clip I seen?
Which one?
The Batgirl clip when she was running.
Is it in here?
I hope so.
Is it an IG? I don't.
I gotta go back and find it. I sent it to you. The motherfucker was. It's like, this is why the Batgirl shit got canceled. Like, she was running like fucking Busta Rhymes. Might not have sent it to you. Oh, I forgot about adult Dr. Seuss. That was so weird. That's a real ass book, too.
saw a Batgirl got cut. Her hair out of her mask.
I guess, like, I didn't see.
Her helmet, like, you know.
No, I seen a couple clips of it. I thought I had an article on the Batgirl thing. I don't know, man. I really hate that that's, like, not happening.
Yeah. I want to see her get shot in her spine and get...
No, not at all, man. That's morbid, that bro. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't even going to happen in this one.
Okay, fine. Ghost just wanted to watch it. Yeah. Come to the door and knock on the door. And she gets shot in the spine and get paralyzed and become the Oracle. Show get canceled after that.
Yeah, that one nowhere in sight.
I was gonna make it in sight.
That's tragic. You know, Batgirl and Batwoman ain't the same person, right?
Cause when you a woman, you grow up. I mean, when you a girl, you grow up and become a woman.
Unless you trans.
That's what I was taught. Not touching that one. My eyes goes when I cross.
That's why I just turned my hand on that one too. I was like, well.
Yeah, I crack jokes, but
well,
I will not.
Yes. Embrace it. Yes.
But no, that's actually, they are not the same person.
I know.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Ain't shit controversial about the bullshit he finna tell y'all.
Look.
Batwoman is Bruce's cousin.
I cast a spell at the ancient
Jew. Feel like the shame monster. Yes. Say it again.
Same.
Let's talk about the Jews.
No.
No.
You just want to be silenced forever. You just going to keep going till they just shut your shit down.
That fair shows y'all to buy yourself some time.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's why they put SNL behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
Because cost, that game ain't free. It ain't
Hulu.
Hell
no.
It ain't Hulu no more.
Right. They left it up there for that week, and you had to see it then.
Like, bro, y'all really want me to buy? Y'all really want me to buy
NBC?
NBC, Prime, whatever the
fuck. Just to watch this episode?
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Fuck out of here.
Ain't got to buy nothing else?
Y'all should. Saturday Night Live just literally got good about 3 seasons ago.
Re-good.
Yeah. Like, fuck out of here,
finally,
bro.
Got some good-ass writers and talent in there.
I mean,
like, put that shit back on fucking Hulu.
No, they saying it's free when it's live, my nigga. Get your plug your antenna in and watch it. Because apparently it was like, But no, Michael B. Jordan going to host the episode coming up soon.
Him and who else? It's him and...
Lil Baby is going to be his musical performer. And
oh,
then
wow.
I know...
Oh, Lord.
And I know...
This man just trying to get freedom any way he can.
And Sam Smith is coming with that host. No, Michael B. Jordan bringing Lil Baby to SNL.
Hey, that's hard. That's hard.
This and man trying to get him
Baby.
Some freedom any way they can, bro. Like, look, get this man out the house, away from this chick, dog. Help this man.
But Michael B. Jordan is just like, bro, I got...
Help this boy,
I got
please.
Three coming out.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. He's like, I got three.
Oh, hell yeah. That's my girl, though.
Like, I got Creed 3 coming out. I'm finna promote.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never done it before. So I'm like, oh, shit, he's never done it. I would like to see him on SNL. Let me see if this nigga funny. Because I see this nigga funny and take his shirt off. That's all I see this nigga do.
You ain't got to be funny. They got good writers.
If you can read, bro, you be straight.
Like, damn, that be doing...
Yeah, because he was funny in Chronicle, but it wasn't like him being funny.
They been doing my dog dirty, man.
You funny in The Wire.
That don't count, man.
That don't count, bro. That's fucked up, bro. You might wear Friday Night Lights, nigga. Like, but nah, shout out to Michael B, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna be in Creed 4. That's all I'm telling y'all. I'm gonna be
right. He's like, I just want you to know.
Creed 4. I'm just putting it out there, bro. I'm finna be in Creed 4. I ain't say I was gonna be in the ring, but I'm gonna be in the movie.
He's like, I'm gonna be somewhere in the movie.
I'm just take my shirt off in the Creed 4 movie.
That random dude, he's helping train in the background in the gym. I'm like, yeah, looking good, bro.
I'm gonna just hold a bag for Bad Bunny, like, yeah.
Right. You the bag man. I should say the mitts guy. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Nah, I'm be like
the dude first walk in the gym. You the dude that's training. Yeah. Teresa Thompson
brother. Like, oh,
right. Yeah.
Steve Thompson.
You know what I'm saying? Just, yeah.
Teresa Thompson's brother that she got to help out.
Oh, that's my brother-in-law. Yeah, man, you know.
Yeah.
My first terrible movie to remake, to do it right. They can pick between Double Dragon, Story of Chun-Li, or Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Man. All three of those are terrible. They can definitely redo those.
Redo those and give us give us a 100% movie. Let's get something awesome out of there.
Right.
I'm still watching.
Out of all three of them terrible pieces of movies.
Especially fucking Double Dragon.
What?
That shit had me kicking niggas. That shit had me sidekicking motherfuckers.
I used to show that shit on Sci-Fi Channel all the time.
Who would you get?
She got to be bad, hands down. Just
Carucci.
Carucci?
Yeah, she's transitioned to an actual actress now. She's an actress. And I feel like she still has hip hop relevancy. And kind of like a face in that industry. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you got to get a black woman to play that role.
Oh, definitely.
So, I mean, you know, if not her, I'm pretty sure you can find somebody else. That's the first person I thought of off top, though.
I thought Meg Thee Stallion first.
She can't act. You said make the movie good, man.
Megan Thee Stallion ain't a bad choice, though. I saw her on She-Hulk.
She didn't do shit in there.
Bruh, I'm pretty sure whatever she portrays in the media, mm-hmm. as far as her music, bruh, if we just making a movie version of that, like, we can Eminem 8 Mile Megan Thee Stallion playing a girl, like...
Hi, my name is Eminem. Your girl won an Eminem, and now
I mean, in the sense of T.I. playing a gangster, Eminem playing a rapper, Megan Thee Stallion playing a hot girl who's just being a player, who just being a whole player, and then that, you know.
You don't want to have the cheesed up acting. You want it to be real. You said you want it to be good this time. You said good is the prime word, good.
I said make it good.
Yeah, you can't.
You can make a lot of things happen. In hindsight, bro, you got to realize, again, the first one was not that great. All these movies that we loved in the 90s.
That's the point.
A lot of them were really terrible. I'm
improving.
That's the point.
But they had really good actors in them.
I'm not going to lie. He owns something. If you take the context of Megan, like the way she be snapping, all she needs is some one-liners, like how she be doing, and...
That's not going to make the movie good.
You know, I was just saying, like, but the guys around her, because she's majority of the movie, she's either going to be looking, batting the eyes, or just, you know, walking in and out of camera. The guys are going to be like the goddamn wolf that the mask was doing, just hounding. Like, the guys chasing her are going
to
make...
Nah, but the premise of the movie is how to be a player was you saw the guy, all the steps it took for him to be the good player that he was. You got to see her a great-ass player.
You right.
And all the dudes that she's playing, and then one dude that's able to fuck that shit up. So you gotta have a good. She's got to be able to act.
I think
Megan Thee Stallion can do it, and I think that if they get a good supporting cast, leave Michael Ealy out of this shit. He too old.
Like, don't touch this shit.
Get all the niggas from Queen Sugar.
What I don't want, if you get a bunch of people from BMF, a bunch of people from Power, a bunch of people from like ABC, a bunch mm-hmm. of people from like. FX, right? If you can get all these, if you actually like get actors in it, like actors in it is cool. Like making it a hip hop, I don't want it to be like a purely hip hop.
I don't want it to be either.
I want it to be like a movie.
I want it to be these are the characteristics of what I want in this movie. I want it to be a commercial success.
Yeah.
I want it to be memorable.
Yeah.
And I want it to look good as far as those things are concerned. Now, to be a commercial success, you gotta have things that's gonna attract those type of people.
Right.
I know that Megan Thee Stallion's a draw. If not Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B.
I got a question.
But she might be...
Not too old at all.
What's that?
Did you want to be a commercial success?
Profit. Like,
I've never seen a commercial longer than 2 minutes.
What do you...
I hate this man, bro. I thought he was serious.
I've never seen a commercial longer than 2 minutes.
This motherfucker, y'all can't see this motherfucker raise his hand like we in a fucking class.
Right, and he was serious about it too. Like, the one finger, like, I got a question. I have an insight.
Fucking.
2 minutes and
30
seconds. I thought that's like max.
Emmett
Scott. Hey, get off my show.
What it is.
Oh, you must have forgot about Bada Boom.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Wrong number. You must have forgot about that shit.
But he said I'm not a rapper the whole time. But
that's his line.
I'm not a rapper.
He actually said it.
Yeah.
That's the other guy.
You think he is, and he don't rap on the beat. So, hey, DJ, cut. You know I don't do that rap on the beat. Yeah. He said, hey, you know I don't do that rap on the beat thing.
Yeah. What? Fire Flame Spitter don't rap on the beat neither. Fire Flame Spitter don't rap on the beat neither, dog.
I go to one of his classes, though.
But a beat, you a pickpocket.
I ate that.
I ate that. Like, bro, of course you did.
These dates.
Half pipe.
I predate that.
But yeah, man. That was like one of the crazy. I couldn't believe that episode was real, man. But I forgot that his girl, Chrisanne. How you say her name?
Rashawn.
She was on, our show, man. That tag show.
Hey.
What? Ultimate Fighter?
No, the one where they be playing tag, like you got.
Oh, the Ultimate Tag Show? She was on there?
Yeah.
And she was beasted.
She is a former D1 athlete. Track.
Man.
Track star.
Man, she was like,
okay. Pew. Okay.
Dwayne Johnson apparently acted like a jabroni.
What?
William Hughes better not.
AV Club? Okay.
William Hughes better not never run up on the Rock.
What happened?
Oh, no. Like, it's a, okay. So, it recently got revealed about the plans about the Rock and Black Adam. Like, a lot of that just got revealed about, you know, the inside process on which, you know, the Rock subbed executives in order to, you know, talk to, go higher in the food chain in order to find out, I mean, in order to get his movie plugged, get his movie made. Hold on one second.
That jump was G5
class. All right. So let's go back here. Read this headline. And what was that, Ocean? God damn it. I hate these. All right, here we go.
Apparently he wanted to use at the premiere, he wanted his tequila, Termana, to be there. And it was like, hey, motherfucker, this is a PG-13. That's why they have the picture of him holding this shit. Because it's like, hey, this is a PG-13 movie, so no.
Oh, I didn't even know about he tried to pub his
his liquor.
Yeah, he demanded the studio set up a tequila bar focused on his celebrity vanity tequila, Terramana, at the Black Panther premiere. Even though the film was Black Adam at the premiere, even though the film was itself PG-13. He also apparently pushed for producing credit on the animated League of Super Pets, despite doing very little to actually promote the film. The implication of it all, and well as Black Adam-focused plans he was pitching, being that The Rock was there to save DC from itself, so all involved had better play nice.
I mean, the only real promotion I seen for them DC Pets, though, was The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything that wasn't based around The Rock or Kevin Hart for DC Pets.
Yeah, I can.
So I don't see how they can sit here and say
play Batman in the movie and ain't nobody talking about that
they
shit.
They said The Rock and Bo Flynn had an under the radar meeting with Warner Brothers executive CEO David Zaslav to pretty much like get a multi-year envision for Black Adam. The plan would interweave Henry Cavill as Superman, whose manager at the time, Johnson's ex-wife, culminating in Black Adam versus Superman. Although the pitch took place during some time of internal shift in DC and Warner Brothers, it still ruffled feathers. One source said Dwayne went everywhere, which didn't sit well.
No, went around everywhere.
Everyone, which didn't sit well.
Y'all keep putting the man on the back burner the whole time. He's like, look, I got all the parts.
Yeah, get rid of the middleman, go directly to the source.
Yeah, like y'all told me to go get a writer. I got the writer. Y'all told me to get a director. I got the director. Damn. It's not like
that's not the fucking Rock either. Like it's not like
because y'all
it's not like he don't have a fucking track record of fucking blockbusters.
And y'all played him to the left when he first came in at the end of the last cycle. They were like, "Well, we'll put you at the bottom of the list, and then you'll get you some more star power, and you'll be able to have some more pull." He went and got the pull and came back. Then they were still mad. Like, bro, what do you want?
That tequila brand's gonna do him good.
Oh yeah,
Termana's popping up everywhere. Yeah,
people drink it
everywhere now.
It's crazy because I heard this same thing. The only thing that I have not read in here that I was waiting to find some more research out to hear what it was going on was apparently this was supposed to have been blacklit. That's why Superman is at the in the end credit scene because supposedly this was been wrote out Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to take place after Man of Steel. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
But what happened was, what I was reading, I forgot where I was reading that, but basically they were saying that after Man of Steel, they wanted to green light it. And then what came after Man of Steel? What
Batman
came out?
Batman versus Superman.
Batman
versus Superman.
Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then
that was when he first propositioned them, and they were like, "Well, we're gonna put you at the bottom because we got this other list of DC stuff we want to do."
So then, what I was reading said that boom, he put on the docket, he ready to go Batman v Superman,
mm-hmm.
and then what came after Batman v Superman? Was that Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman. Then Justice League came out.
So then Wonder Woman came out, and Wonder Woman was up there, but it was still like 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So what they were saying was he paused everything. It was like, let's see where this is going to go because Wonder Woman was 50-50. And then the Justice League came out, and the Justice League basically bombed. Mm-hmm. And when the Justice League bombed...
At that point, that was when he was green light everything. He went and found his director. He had got the funding. That was when he was pretty much about to start filming it himself.
So the crazy part about that was what they were saying was when the Justice League bombed, they greenlit him for that.
Mm-hmm.
They literally said that he paused it and said, let's wait. Maybe the timing isn't right. Let's see what direction they're going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And he personally paused it. So with people saying he waited 15 years to do the movie, it more sound like...
They made him wait 15 years.
You know what I'm saying? It more so sound like he paused to try to keep trying to catch the climate so he can catch on the up when he dropped the movie.
Right, but it wasn't even that whole 15 years. It was 15 years because when he came in, it was at the end of the first... the whatever Warner Brothers cycle they had, and like, we're going to put you at the bottom of it. That was when Batman versus Superman came out, all that shit. Yeah. Then that second cycle happened, and they were like, well, this Zack Snyder verse fell through. This shit is looking bad. That was when he decided to wait. And then after that second cycle was when he was like, fuck it, I'm coming out with the movie. And then everybody was starting to hear, oh, Black Adam's in production. It's actually about to come out.
Yeah, because then the next thing, what you said, when that wine came out, with what I was reading, they were saying was his goal was to basically put the whole DC on his back.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't for the purpose of the DC. What they were saying was it was more so for the purpose of him. He was trying to come in at his weakest point and capitalize and just take everything over. And then put the whole DC universe around him. And Black Adam,
but that,
it up off of that.
I mean, I could see why people would say that, but then you think about the way he was approaching Black Adam. It was like, well, I'm giving you this other superpower being, this other metahuman that has another group of superheroes. You've got the Justice Society. He was saying that you don't have to depend, which is the same thing we've all been saying. You don't have to depend on the big three, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
These are lesser known.
Yeah, and it wasn't the fact that it was supposed to be all about Black Adam. He was saying, no, there's other heroes you can use and bring in.
And when you look at this,
that's what they're doing.
Shazam, $366 million worldwide.
There's no reason that Shazam should be out here and Black Adam shouldn't.
They made it off of $100 million, so that's a $266 million profit off of that movie. Black Adam's number did $391 million against a $240 million budget. So that's about,
it's $230 really, because it's $195 and then $40. So that's more $230 than $240, because
I mean, the profit is over. $100 million.
That's not a flop. I don't understand.
Yeah, the profit's over $100 million.
It broke even and shit.
Dollars.
It didn't.
Yeah. Profit's on there $100 million, and it is for, again, like we done said, it is for a hero that was not as well known as those big three. Like, they're just
not a hero. He's not a hero. That's another thing about it.
They're just not going to make.
Well, hiring James Gunn solves your whole problem, because then you ain't even got.
Because who did Shazam?
I mean,
that was somebody else.
That was somebody else. But I'm just saying, James Gunn taking over as, like, creative officer, you kind of get to, like, well, it's out of my hands. Like, you get to watch
yourself. Yeah, it's up to y'all now.
Because they change presidents, they change executives.
Everything.
They change CEOs.
They got to continue this.
Like,
they going in the direction that James Gunn is doing, and Flash isn't going to be touching that. And Blue Beetle, which is still in production, ain't going to be touching that. But the thing about Flash
mean,
is...
What you mean Blue Beetle ain't going to be touching it?
They're self-contained.
James Gunn.
Yeah, those are self-contained stories that before James Gunn was
there. Oh, okay.
They still letting Colin Farrell spinoff as the Penguin. They still letting that
it's
go.
About to start production, as a matter of fact.
So that's still going to happen. So you got a lot of these DC things that they already planned that's still going through.
Flash is in his last season, but they're going to start some more CW Arrowverse-based shows. So what?
Flash is always in his last season.
No, this is legit his last season. Like, see, you know CW got bought, so they're done with all the DC shit. Yeah. Like,
I know, but I'm just laughing because Flash is always in his last season.
Well, because the writing is fucking terrible and the ratings keep going down and then they do these little bullshits to pop it back up. No, you can't skip Jeremy Renner like that, man. We got to give a shout out to him.
We go into the whole Houston and Houston thing. He said Colin Farrell. Is it Colin or is it Colin?
Colin. He a nasty, bro.
You a nasty fucker. It's Colin Farrell.
Yeah, that's why we're going. I'm not fighting security.
I heard it both ways.
Heard him called Colin Farrell. Mm-mm.
I heard it today. And you did too.
He's like, because you said it too. All battles be crowned. Like, so I heard it twice, as a matter of fact.
Struck again! Fucking Phoenix Dr. Wu over there is what you are.
That's why I bring my stuff, Cat Dairy Pot. Evil. All
right, man. Jeremy Renner had a scare recently where he was hit by a snowplow. And, I mean, it was...
Run over. He was run over by a family member's snowplow, helping them clear some shit.
I heard it was his snowplow.
It was a family member's. It might have been his at a family member's house or something.
I thought it was like his because it was like he's like a good guy. He came to like plow. I'm sorry, I just took over the whole article.
No, go ahead.
Oh, that's what I had just read briefly that he came to plow some snow and for some reason started moving. So he tried to run and jump into the seat to control it. And was severely injured trying to stop it from moving.
Trying to be Hawkeye.
In critical yet stable condition. No, that's what people got fucked up. Hawkeye is him. He's the most regular motherfucker in the whole Avengers team, bro. Like, he is Hawkeye. That's what you don't understand.
If he was Hawkeye, he would have shot an arrow and stopped it.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
A quarter.
Yeah, it would have just off turned off.
Cut off.
Damn, bro. Snowplow, that got to be some scary shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just like this video.
Ran him over.
Where this guy tried to assume the power of Grayskull. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. He was cutting a tree down in front of his house, and the tree started falling the wrong way. He tried to push it back the other way.
Like, bro, you can't. Come on, man.
Just a quick 900 pounds for you, minimum.
Neat.
900?
I don't know the tree,
you should have seen the tree.
Oh, okay.
But I will say, they did start advertising his stuff once he got hurt.
What?
They start
singing, I could do this all day?
No. By Mayor King. All
this
shit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. They started advertising the shit out of that.
What?
I mean, just show us the fucking trailer already, man.
New Ezra Miller.
Ain't they showing a new suit?
That should not be a sentence in 2023.
WWE. Might be looking to sell. Vince McMahon voted himself back on the board.
He coming back.
And they ain't trying to have it.
I mean, you got different, like, AEW and a lot of these other wrestling organizations, like, popped up and kind
of
like...
subsidiaries of WWE, bro. AEW and all that, Impact and all, those are just training.
AEW Root Beer?
Not A&W.
Oh.
AEW.
Oh, okay.
W starts with a D.
Right. In the illustrious words of Scos himself.
What, the D?
W starts with a D.
Does.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Capital D.
Yeah, we were just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about all these new suits and shit. Just show the fucking trailer already for the movie, dog.
They can't show
the movie. Don't have a movie, bro.
No, they got a movie.
They don't got a movie.
They done put too much money into that shit. That shit coming out. I just want to see the damn trailer. The
server gonna crash.
All the trouble that motherfucker getting into, they gonna have to.
The server gonna crash. It's like the movie.
But you know people gonna boycott his fucking movie.
Oh, that's the sad part about it. They not. He got more supporters in the Alphabet community than people who don't believe he did this shit.
Because he's a living NFT.
Or I should say people who do believe he did.
What did he do, allegedly?
Groomed this underage native girl, and then she ran away to him, and he's got this cult that follows him around that worship him as a living NFT and the Flash, and he's got a ranch where he's got children and shit running around with firearms and drugs.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
Which is true, though, because this on record, this people recorded him ranting and raving about, oh, I can run into the future and we are the, talking about fish frying and they gonna be frying in the grease and we gonna be looking at him laughing and shit. Like, he talking some crazy fucking shit.
Definitely drug, like, definitely.
But the girl, though, the fucked up thing about the girl was she was like one of them little Make-A-Wish girls, and her parents let her meet him when he was doing the first Fantastic Beasts movie. And then that was like her first interaction physically with him, like one-on-one. And then she started to change after that.
Oh, my bad, Rico, bitch. Bruh, I was trying to hold it in, but you said in the same sentence, this joker said, I can run into the future and we can have a fish fry.
No, basically, they gonna be frying in the grease. He's talking about people like the peons and shit. They gonna burn. They gonna be frying like fish in grease and we gonna be in the future and all this kind of shit.
But that's what I'm laughing at.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna run into the future.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit he said. Yeah.
We gonna have a human fish fry.
Yeah.
But they gonna be fish that's frying.
That's the kind of shit he be saying.
But no, but I'm saying, you said this, right? And they cheered for this. That's why I was laughing. Because all that in their head, all that was true just now.
Yeah.
He can run into the future. We're going to have a human fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to cheer
mm-hmm.
because they in the fish fry on his ranch.
Yeah.
Do they got grease pits big enough for these humans to fry in the
I mean, I think it's going to be the end day, so it won't matter. They're just going to be, it's going to be everywhere. But
so instead of rain, it's going to rain grease.
And then the fires sun, of hell just gonna
the
come
fires
out.
Of hell,
and this is gonna burn.
Or the sun gonna come back out and it's gonna cook
eat it up.
And
yeah. And then we gonna be frying, I guess. But
he the real life Flash, so he can like eat.
Yeah, he can change the flashpoint.
He done ran for him one time.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I was visualizing in my head. Like, I was literally in my head, I was like, do they get high on, allegedly get high on something?
And yeah, they a lot of different kinds of drugs.
Hey, Yodi.
But no, I'm just saying, I was visualizing this one movie that I can't think of the name of, where the guy had put lights on him, he was running, and you could see the streaks of the light because they were so...
Oh, so messed up.
Yeah. So I was like, is that what he's doing? And they think
maybe
seeing him run at super speed because of the little LED lights.
You know what? You might be on to something with that, because that's all he was doing was getting that girl fucked up.
Because I'm just...
It might be true.
That's what I visualized when you said that.
I got a scenario.
Might be true.
So tell me what... Since we're talking cults, tell me what you do, right? You with someone, y'all go to a party, you know, somehow, some way, magic Kool-Aid or shit starts smelling and looking like a cult. So you're like, you know what?
Time to go, but you in a little deep.
But you in a little deep. You can't go. Your date does this shit. Everybody
and robes up.
Everybody else does the shit, and they kill themselves. You are as a black man are left in this room with a bunch of dead motherfuckers who killed themselves because you knew better than not to drink.
I'm gonna start recording.
Okay, let me ask you, what you do?
I'm gonna start recording.
The top layer of this actual quote unquote cult come in and was like, you're one of us because you knew better than to drink this Kool-Aid. You're left in charge of... You in too deep. You in charge. You got to build up a cult. They don't give a fuck what kind of cult it is.
Yeah.
But you got to big up...
Because you passed the test, you now have to start the new branch.
You
got to
start a new branch. It's on you. What you gonna do? What your cult gonna look like if you had to start one because you can't get out?
Gonna be the one that starts the monkey wrench. I'm the one that's gonna be the one that start the group that fucks the shit up. I'm the insurgents.
Man, what would you do?
I'm the interloper.
You can just open up a Pentecostal church and just be done with the shit.
I'm the interloper.
Why not?
Well, I'm gonna be in trouble because I'm gonna open up the
right.
Or I'm just gonna be radical.
Hey, the followers of the wood. What are the
followers of the wood?
Hey man, all we do cut stuff out of wood all day. We believe that our hearts and souls,
there you go,
are melded with each piece of wood that we send out to the world.
This is our job.
This is our job. Our job is to furnish the world with wood, high quality.
You know what I thought you all.
And you know what? It'll be, and we do all your paraphernalia on there, but we ain't doing none of the shit. There you go.
Skulls is going to start.
No rituals. We ain't indoctrinate nobody. You do none rituals. Of that shit.
You know, I thought you were going to end up doing some shit like medieval cults. I thought you were going to do some shit like medieval shit where you're going to have people dress up like they knights and shit, and you just going to recreate Berserk.
But it's all the lore from the fucking sacred text.
Yes, dessert.
Bring me another drink, wench.
Right. Man, I hate this motherfucker, dog.
Now what you do on Saturdays, we recreate Berserk, like, brothers.
I promise you, on one Sunday, as one Saturday, I won't be there.
Right.
I tell you.
Right. Well, you ain't never lied in, because when you said that, I was like, you seen the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gonna be like, you know, hey.
We do have to do the ritual, you know.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, you're not gonna bleed this, bro. One of the guys we brought in, he is great at metalworking. So what's that mean? Oh, he recreated all the demons. So
you know what?
Put your arm in here so we can. What?
No,
Hey, we gotta do the whole scene.
Keep it accurate, dog. No.
We need you to put your arm.
Green accuracy.
People, Ocean, I could see Ocean starting some shit where people like just smoke and eat hot wings, and they gonna run up in Hugh and Magoo's and all the places that got like tenders and just slap them shits out of people's hands. Just disrespectful.
I was thinking it's probably
no
gonna be some
no chicken at all.
It's like some kind of bird based
game,
like
YSL
organization,
like, you know, they
family
fake chicken.
Of a family,
young,
if you will.
Life.
But
chicken tenders are fake chicken meat.
But
spicy nugs.
But I want some farmers.
Nuggets with attitude.
Yeah, there you go.
Nuggets
with attitude is.
Or you could go with nigglets.
Oh.
Nigglets with giblets.
Boy, shout out to Dendada. What else? Her word right there.
What? Nigglets.
Yeah.
Yep, it was. You right.
You little nigglets.
Yep, it was. I was thinking niggas and nuggets, like, that's it.
But I built a place
nugget
built
size
on
niggas.
Peace and tranquility, where everyone's treated equal, except for you, bitch.
Wow.
Back of the line.
And every week is somebody different.
All right, I'm just gonna make chicken movies.
Man,
hot chicken roll.
What you said just then.
Chicken wing roll play.
I seen a cult movie like that.
Hold on, Ocean. The
fuck is that? Sauce
wing,
play.
Chick sauce play. Chicken wing roll.
I don't know, nigga. You just invented it. I just want the wings.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to play with them.
That brings a whole new definition to my heating this shit I was talking about earlier. That's what we going to open up. It's going to be a heating this dungeon. That's what it is.
A heatless dungeon.
Heating this dungeon.
Not hedonistic.
Hedonist.
Hotter hot sauces,
nigga. Hottest of hottest hot sauces you can eat.
In the dungeon?
Yep, that's what we here for.
Go eat them.
Honscomb?
No.
Is a clean dungeon?
Yeah.
I've never seen a clean dungeon. Lies.
No, exactly. That's why. Because this dungeon ain't for that. It's for eating chicken wings, and you think it's for something else.
In the
dungeon? Yeah.
I mean, the members
the Demogorgon.
Convinced it is for that.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah,
the dungeon where we keep the Demogorgon.
Yeah.
No.
See, that's the whole trick.
Oh, you're going to be doing that sick ass.
Did I not tell you in the beginning, I'm starting the defective group. I'm the one that's going to be the insurgency.
You don't know about the Demogorgon.
Right, bruh.
You're going to pull a Demogorgon on shit? No, stop.
You don't want that.
What's that thing? The Rancor down there, man.
There's a fucking Rancor down there.
Man, heck no.
I mean, if you make first bond with it, you'll be good to go. You and the trainer, y'all good.
Y'all tried the Stranger Things, Pete.
I'm leaving next week. The fucking shit's in Atlanta.
No, they're not. They're in Walmart.
Yeah, they sell them in Walmart.
I don't want it at Walmart. I want to go to the actual fucking Hawkins thing.
Oh, they got an actual place that sells them?
Stranger Things Experience.
Yeah, they got them. Oh. It's in Atlanta.
Where you go through the
big... Oh, it's probably the same pizza. They just take it out the box and put it in the oven.
Fuck, I want it from the place. Yeah, that's the whole point. It's the Hawkins Experience.
I thought the
Can I ask y'all a question?
No, absolutely not.
It's pizza circles, but it's cutting the triangles.
And then the box
is square.
Because fuck you, that's why.
It would make more sense for the box to be round so that the pizza couldn't slide around, but...
Why we got three different shapes?
Because boxes fold.
And, you know, you can argue...
Fold circles. You can fold circle boxes.
People argue if you go to the Vatican and get real pizza from there, it's not a circle, so...
Shut up, nigga. You like rap snacks.
I love rap snacks. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Nicki Minaj has a new line of truffle-flavored rap snacks.
I saw them shits, and I was like, I'm not finna eat them.
I did. They're delicious.
That's funny, man.
Have you had real truffles before?
Of course.
And you think truffle chips are gonna be delicious? Truffle-flavored chips are gonna be delicious?
They were. I had them.
I bought truffle oil. That shit is expensive as fuck.
Exactly. And them truffle chips are expensive as fuck, too. So those I would expect to be good.
Truffle oil is like $15 for an ounce, bro. That shit is expensive as hell. I had some truffle flavored olive oil. And it wasn't even like real truffle oil. I did buy some truffle oil. I think it was 0.5 ounces, like a cologne bottle, bro. Shit was like a $15 bottle. And...
Because they got to use pigs to go find them.
It's just aromatic, bro. It's I don't know. It tastes good, but it ain't like blow your mind. It's just that extra little oomph.
I had some truffle fries before.
I had some.
Yeah,
I had some in downtown Disney. I went to some restaurant in downtown Disney. I can't even remember the name of the restaurant, but it was like a 5-star restaurant. And, bro, I ain't going to lie to you. Them like the best fries.
Mm-hmm. They cooked in truffle oil?
No, they cook them like peanut oil and shit, but like just the seasoning and flake up. They actually flake truffles on them with the hardcore salt. Oh man, them shit's divine, bro.
So veggie fries.
I mean, what
veggie
fries are veggie?
They're vegetables, bro. What you trying to say?
Fries are vegetable. You grow them in the ground? I've been cooking them my whole life. Is a goddamn lie. I'm making them in the damn air fryer.
Potato.
Right. That's immediately what I thought.
Potato. Mr. Superman, no here. Yeah, I just get it for no. No. Get this flyer. Just no. Have you seen?
Oh, no.
You keep. No, you keep.
But I mean, if you tell, if you see him, you can just call him.
Illumination.
Illuminati.
From the same people making the Super Minions. Mario movie. Yeah, and Minions, yeah. They're making crazy. Legend of Zelda.
Crazy question, man. Somebody posed a question. And what do y'all think about this, about Super Mario?
I don't know.
It's easier to digest because he's not talking to an Italian accent the whole movie. Or it would have been equally as good if the original voice actor voiced Mario the entire movie.
Well, I'm of the opinion that... Chris Pratt Mario is not Super Mario. He's a guy. And Mario just so happened to be wherever the portal was and he got sucked into the Mushroom Kingdom. And they were like, oh, Mario. And he just looks like him. He's like, oh, Mario, we need your help. You're back. And they're like, you talk funny now. That's not Mario. He's not Mario. He's just some dude named Mario.
I think he's Mario and Chris Pratt just got hired to voice him.
But the original voice actor of Super Mario is in the movie as an unlisted person. So I'm thinking the real Super Mario is going to be in it, and they've been looking for him, and he's been missing this whole time.
I don't know.
I'm with
everybody's in 3D and shit, and then he comes back looking 8-bit.
Hey, I'm with you. Because one reason I was asking that, I was curious, because I didn't think about, you know, what you said, but that also makes sense. But I was thinking for some reason that he's in there because they have, like you said, they have not listed who he is.
Right.
But they stated he is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what does
that
mean?
Even Toadstool was like, you're not Mario.
That part.
Yeah, and the trailer Toad would know who Mario is. So he's like, why are you?
And I was going to say that. How did he know who Mario is?
Yeah, because they've met him before. So it's like, well, how would you know he's not the real Mario? Yeah. Even Luigi said something, and he had a different voice. So I'm like, what's going on with this shit?
Oh, she gotta look it up.
No, I was looking.
But
that peach thickness.
Pause, bud.
Looking at that peach thickness.
Oh, whose man is this, bro? Skulls.
Is this?
Nah, he was looking up.
I said looking up the stick.
I know what you said.
I said we started the culture of the polishing of the wood, man. Like gotta worship the staff.
Yeah, pull the maho, dog, with the cowlick.
I'm worshiping the staff at all times.
Oh no! Well, first off, what you do is you take this sword.
I look dead wood.
The staff of the sun.
Exactly.
Oh, you would like to be a knight of the sun. Exactly. Well, what do the knights of the sun do? Well, first off, they take this sword. Like,
and you have to remove your penis.
Right. Secondly, you remove your penis. What?
Then we live forever.
Like, I'm good on that.
That's a great premise, though. I'm like super curious who he is in the
about
movie.
About being a eunuch?
Yeah. I'm wondering
who he's
about
in the
movie.
I already know what it's like to be a eunuch. I watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't seem all that interesting.
Like, apparently, if you become a eunuch, you get power to
all the juiciest,
and not molest them.
Right, and you get all the juiciest of information because the chicks ain't studying you either. So,
right, and your only interest is feeding the guy who chopped off your penis. Fire flames.
That's the weird ass dynamic that they make out of that shit, dog. Even buddy who they chopped off and tried to brainwash him, he was fucked up for a good minute.
Yeah, and, like, I know that's not really a part of the story, but I would like to have learned some more about this Lord of the Light, because, on one hand...
Even in the new one, they don't talk about this shit, bro. It's like, why y'all worshiping these trees with the faces and shit? Like, y'all don't talk about it.
In one hand, he's the prosperity of all goodness in this.
Yeah, like, the will of the king, of the first king and all that, but it existed before all that.
Yeah, and the White Walkers have nothing to do with the Lord of Light. Like
I need answers.
So many. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't put no correlation between them, because the fairies made the White Walkers to protect the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the king, he just arose from this dead king that had all this malice, and then he just came back, and they didn't explain that shit.
Not at all.
They didn't explain who he was, what battle he fought, none of that. He was just.
Like I said, I didn't want any real context, but at the same time, I need to know.
Just them little connecting dots.
I just need to know what was the purpose of serving him penis. Not being funny, but...
Yeah, why are you chopping off...
Because you know what I'm saying? To get his attention, he had to cut off this man's penis.
And then he finally...
Fire, and then it talked back to him after he got some dick. Like,
why has it got to be that?
Why was it...
Because up to that point, it was the woman in red, and she was out here doing some weird, freaky shit.
Yeah, man, she having sex and having ghost babies and stuff. Like,
yeah, I'm like, what is happening with her? You got to watch her, bro. Right. She's the problem.
And
the White Walker's coming from her fucking pull, dog.
Right, like, the Lord of Light gave me this amulet that make me young, but I'm really an old-ass hatch. Like,
yeah, that's been talking to the fires forever.
Yeah, you know, I can see your future in the fire. And it's called gonorrhea. It burns.
You're right. It burns.
like, man, it was so. It was...
Damn, my little friend with hooks for hands gonna come and talk to you.
Someone's getting their dick ripped off tonight.
Right. How does say go? The night is young and full. Night is dark and full of terrors.
Something like the night is. I think it's night is cold and full of terrors or something like that.
Nice, you're cold, dude. Night.
Oh yeah, that hurt my feelings right there. That if you bought the Jedi Fallen Order, I read the insert. I already knew it was coming out in January. I copped that mug last night. But if you bought it on sale for $9.99,
sorry.
I mean, it was $20 when I bought it, but that was last year.
But I'm saying that was last year.
Oh,
I'm saying
buy it. I got it when it was.
Some people bought it over the Christmas break because it was one of the games that dropped in price.
Mm-hmm. And they gave it away free again.
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
I got it last year when it went free on the network.
This second time it been free?
Mm-hmm.
I know they do repeats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's why...
They do it year to year. They don't do a repeat within the same year.
No, I figured that, but I'm just like, that's horrible. See, I just ascertained that power.
Yeah.
I'm still learning how to gauge this awesome power that is.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. All right, Skulls.
A lot of the games you got on the floor, you can keep that in mind.
No. I was going. Ocean, what you got?
Nothing. Oh, I was looking at John Jones versus.
No, what's up with this nigga you was telling us to look up? Kai Carrot or Carrot? This
Ocean over there.
Oh.
Twitch nigga who done got blamed for some girl getting essayed at his party.
His hot sauce recipe.
So, what's up?
Allegedly, this very famous.
He ain't that famous. He's moderately famous on Twitch. His name is Kai Carrot. Yeah, Senat. There you go.
The Twitch person, something or another. Allegedly, on New Year's, a woman was sexually assaulted at his place by someone in his appears to be immediate circle.
Deflecting.
And he made a live, I guess, to kind of
absolve the guy of guilt.
No, to try to deflect on his own back.
It was bits and pieces that I saw. It was about 20 minutes. I wasn't gonna sit there. I don't know, to cover his
ass on some shit that happened at his party with one of his homeboys. He don't want to throw his homeboy under the bus. That's all to it. Man had a New Year's party. That girl was there. Go up. She got drunk. And he was like, yo, don't try to drive. Don't try to leave. Just go upstairs and go to sleep. You'll be straight. Security was there. Whatever was there. The dude who was supposed to go and check on her came and checked on her and went on about his business. He saw that with his own eyes, allegedly, as far as what this report is saying so far. Then another dude came up there. Which is that dude, the Jigwe Set. He's the one that went up in there and essayed her. And she woke up in the middle of it. And he was like, yeah, your boy done left and all this kind of shit. And then when she came to him and was texting him like, yo, I know who it was. I found who it was. It took me about a day and a half to go through your friends and shit. But I found him. And I found pictures of you and him together. This is the dude who did it. Blase Squat. And he's like, yeah, you know, well, I'm just not finding out. I'm trying to get all the information. My legal team, this, and that. My lawyers told me not to talk. That's not true. You can say whatever you want to say. You can choose not to say nothing. You can say whatever you want to say. She found that you know each other. That's a picture of them together at the party, hanging out in the background. Him and the other dude that did it. And she's like, that's your boy. That's your... You and him are friends, like close. Like, it's not just a random person who was there.
Yeah, you know this person.
You know him. And he's like, yeah, well, I didn't know everybody who was there. I'm trying to find out, blah, blah, blah. Basically, she's not trying to blame him for nothing. She went, got a rape kit, all that stuff. She's trying to find out what he's going to do to try to help her get this resolved. She's like, well, it happened. I'm not saying you're responsible. I just need you to help me. Give the police the information, blah, 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 whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'm not fucking around with that.
That's effed up, man. Like, I joke around, play around a lot of stuff, but, man, that's foul on 1,000 different levels, man.
Ain't need to turn the nigga in, bro. Like,
yeah,
it ain't even nothing.
All y'all my boys.
It's just like you, because the situation stands that at her party, like when she needed a, you know, she got ripped. And he was just like, all right, yeah, there's a room you can stay in. And when you invite somebody to stay in your house, they're in your care. At that point,
you're obligated. At that point,
it's just like,
yeah,
bro, I find like it's one thing, bro. Like, bro, you did what in my house?
Right, the other dude was like, yeah, this is my room, shorty. That's why I did it, because you in my bed, you know what I'm saying? If you end up in my bed, that means you was for me or whatever. So she was like, oh, so that's what kind of party it was? He's like, I wasn't a part of none of that shit, which I think he was telling the truth on that. I think that he really had one person to go and check on her. He watched that happen. Then his other homeboy went up there and did some shady shit. Fucked up thing was, it was at his house at his party.
He said that since he found out about the accident, he was just like, bro, I cut ties with him. Shout out. He pretty much was just like, leave my name out of it. He took a stance of just sitting back. But I feel like in a
sense, that ain't nothing you can leave your name out of.
Yeah, bro. I was like,
you're having at your house.
You got to be in it.
Just like, bro, you in it. Like, at this point, like,
unless your name's Patrick Kearney.
Yeah,
bro.
And that's what made him look suspicious, because at first he was trying to be like, yeah, ain't. That wasn't me, Shawty. I ain't have nothing to do with it. And da-da-da-da-da. And even she had all the receipts from the text messages and everything. And when you look at them, they did look kind of sketchy. Like, he was like,
bro, what kind
trying
of
to run interception.
What kind of reputation you got with women being assaulted at your parties, bro? I ain't trying to walk around with that kind of reputation.
Well, no, exactly. And that's not even his reputation. And then it pops
up. Nah.
Yeah, and then she was like, you invited me here personally. And this happened to me. Because she's not an influencer or nothing. She was just a regular person.
Bro, I can look at her picture. See, this is what my mind tell me about the situation. When I go back up to the top, this is what I look at the situation. I look at the situation as, he found her on the ground. I'm going to fly you out. I'm going to bring you to the party. She came to the party. He was just like, look, you know, we going to kick it, blah, blah, blah. But there's so many girls, that's your party, you popping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She get learnt, turned up because you done put a spread of all the look in front of her that she can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She didn't give you the play. She playing hard to get because she done seen you flirt with these other girls, or, you know, you just doing your thing, bro. So,
right, it's like, yeah, but you came out here to see me anyway, so go ahead and go upstairs. Shawty, I'll see you in the morning.
Because you in a big-ass house. It's your big house. So you know the plan was for her to sleep here regardless.
Period, right.
Now, according to him on his live, I did see that part. He is saying that, hey, yeah, she got invited, just like she's saying that he personally invited her, but he's saying, hey, she got invited, like how all the IG models,
I think,
with over
just covering himself on that
1,000 followers had. I mean, that ain't hard to prove, though. That ain't hard to prove.
She got receipts from text conversation, like the going all the way back. Oh, like, you can
he's trying to save himself from a lawsuit from
because it's at his place.
Yeah, like that, the thing,
but that, you finna get sued
because you finna get sued.
At the
end of the day, you got set up for, not saying he got set up for a suit, but at the end of the day, your homeboy put you in a position where your whole livelihood is at stake.
So, because of some shit he did,
if you help her criminally, you'll have to admit to so many things that can get brought up when the civil trial come up and they say,
right, you're gonna have to pay. But
like, regardless, it's just like, bro, at the end of the day, I feel like I get him, like, bro, I ain't trying to, like, he did that shit, I ain't do that shit.
Yeah, but
right,
you can't,
and I didn't have nothing to do with it.
But nigga, that was your house.
Right, exactly. Like, that was your house.
Your house.
Are responsible for people.
Not only is that your house, that's your friend.
Yeah, that's your ace boom coon. It's not like,
he's like, yeah, that's somebody I knew since high school.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, that's, you know, my random homeboy that stay around the way that I see like 2-3 times a year.
Like, that's somebody I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have to, like...
Can't defend.
In that particular instance, that's not your friend anymore, bro. That's somebody...
No, you weren't.
That's somebody... That's somebody...
You weren't my friend the whole time because
that's somebody... Yeah, that's somebody that will fuck up your whole entire life over some dumb shit, bro.
You ain't my friend, no.
You a nigga that's finna go to prison.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you a nigga that's about to go to prison.
What kind of nigga you is?
And I'm finna...
Crosses all the lines right there.
Yeah. Wait, nah, bro.
And I'm helping her. I'm like, is that nigga right there?
He actually...
He stayed... This where he stay at.
Right.
He need to go to fucking jail.
Yep.
Because, I mean,
if what she said is true,
mm-hmm, he needs to go down.
And she don't. And from what she has shown, I don't have any reason to doubt her.
Mm-mm. Because she went, got the test. He went to the police like he was supposed to. She went to the police like she was supposed to. Up to this point, ever since he found out the extra information, he's been complicit.
And they just said, I've been talking to the law.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, look, Shawty, I ain't finna get involved in what you going in. I went straight to the, like, lawyer, but the police, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I get it. At that point, it's like, bro, we all got to sit in one big-ass fucking room. I ain't finna do the shit over the internet. We got to sit in this one big-ass room, and it's just like...
Because what happens is...
He did it.
That's that nigga there.
That's that nigga.
Ain't that nigga there? I got the rope right here.
I got the right rope right here.
But see, the thing about it is, man, his livelihood is not only at stake right now. It's in jeopardy. They done already cut his Twitch.
Yeah.
They done cut his cut his main source of income.
Yeah.
They about to Andrew Tate this man.
That nigga might as well go to Romania, nigga. Like, it's selfish, nigga, bro.
Dunzo. I mean, the thing about Andrew Tate, though, he can walk away from this, but
Okay, so what happened with the Andrew Tate thing, from what I gather, people kind of tried to expose it. Apparently, I have to find the video. I'm gonna see if I can find the video. Cause did I send it to you, Ocean?
Nah, but you're talking about this video where he's outside.
No, the video is a guy sitting down explaining, saying, "Hey, man, Andrew Tate got up here and he was saying this is a, you know, FBI. He got no, he has no assets except his 7 girlfriends." He proceeds to name his girlfriends his assets.
Yeah.
And was like, you know, we can do this sex for, we can do this screen thing where y'all do the screen porn live, like, you know, just live, go to the website, cameras and screens thing. But he started making the women, allegedly was started making the women do it, and the women wouldn't be allowed to leave, or if they left, they would be bullied. The threat of being bullied and having their lives humiliated and hurt so bad by the other women terrified the women to the point where they just wouldn't leave. And he's throwing it on how nasty the women are. Said, "Well, you know, women hate."
Oh, he is out here gorilla pimping. Is what you're trying to tell me?
But I mean, his other 2 ex girlfriends then came out and said,
"Gorilla pimp."
Yeah, that shit.
Gorilla pimping
ain't true. He don't do that. So
you've been watching the Mac.
I don't know.
No bitch chose me.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe in that regard, bro.
So law enforcement myself.
Nerk!
Sorry, folks. Couldn't help myself. When I was in Romania hanging out with the Tate brothers, I spent a significant amount of time with them. And what I want to say is...
Seen the clip, bro. He back.
These guys are the furthest thing from criminals. They're the furthest thing from human traffickers.
You know what? He's right, folks. That's why the Tate brothers have been literally admitting to doing this shit for fucking years. Because they don't do it. They just admit the crimes that they apparently don't do all over the internet. For clout. Because... people like criminals, especially the police. And they'll follow you, too. So I've heard. In fact, they'll follow you so closely, they may even tap your phones.
And I'm writing down all my assets, and I'm trying to work out what I have that's worth money. And the only thing I writ down, because I had a car, but what's that worth? Nothing. I'm big and strong, but I'm already fighting. I can't think of anything else to do with that. The only thing I had was, because I've been fighting all around the world, I had these 6 girlfriends.
So let me see if I get this straight. Andrew Tate, the guy who's supposedly not the human trafficker, broke down all of his assets, and it turns out that his assets were his girlfriends, and they were all over the world. I wonder what he did after that.
I had these girlfriends, and I thought, well, I can't open a strip club. It costs money to open a strip club. And I'm kind of racking my brain, and by absolute coincidence, I'm going around the internet, and I saw in the corner, Talk absolute to Live Girls Now. And I'd never in my life, like, I was never a porn guy. I've never been watching porn or clicking on these things, and I said, Talk to Live Girls. So I clicked on it, and there's some chick there on a computer, like, hi, did it. And I was like, my girls can do that.
Oh, don't you say. So let's recap. Andrew Tate, the guy who's supposedly not a human trafficker, at one point added up all of his assets, realized that his only assets were his girlfriends, then decided to
get his girlfriends
together, I guess, and use them to make him money on this camming site. That doesn't sound like human trafficking at all. That sounds like some very legitimate employment. Anyway,
so I end up with all these chicks just stuck in their house, sitting there, bored, completely in love with me. And of course, they don't go out. They're not allowed out. Like, oh, Tate's away, so they go out with their friends. No. You don't go to the club with your friends. I don't know what kind of bitch-ass dude is letting his chicks go to the club with her friends without him. No. You stay in the house. You don't go nowhere.
Roll up, man. No restaurants.
No clubs. All day.
Again, folks.
No, nigga. That he just admitted, bro. That was pimping.
Gorilla pimping,
bro. That was straight gorilla.
But I mean, you gotta put it in context. Like, when did he put that out? When did he put that out as opposed to when he was doing this shit?
When is it appropriate time to say, yo... these bitches can't go nowhere.
You ain't rapping, bro. You gotta shut that pimping shit the fuck up.
Hey,
unless you butters.
That's what they say.
You wanna make some money? Guess
what? That's what they say a lot. So,
you can't go nowhere.
A lot of dudes are about that shit.
What
so,
what kind of guys gonna let this girl go to the house and her friends? I'm like, oh, like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they're not
without him.
Without, like, bro, you ain't making. And then the camera right there. I'm like, damn, dog. Like, nigga, that's pimping. Now I can't classify pimping as human trafficking, but maybe when you have a passport involved, it becomes that.
Oh, pimping is human trafficking.
Human trafficking, yeah.
Well, it's when you do it across state lines.
That's true.
It becomes trafficking.
When you're moving them.
Yeah, when you're moving
them. Still harboring an individual.
No, if you can go right down the street with the motherfucker, like, as long as you get anywhere. Pimping is, there's not pimping a pimping charge.
So trafficking is something else.
So if you a pimp, driving your hoe, riding time to another trick.
If you get on the highway if I got on the highway 285, then GSP pulled me over, they could charge me with trafficking, not because I don't
not because I don't want a certain distance, because I'm literally in traffic with this shit.
That's not what that means, but okay.
The law be very literal about shit.
Yeah, traffic, that's not what that means, but okay.
I'm telling you.
That's one of them charges I imagine they gonna throw at your ass, and your lawyer got to get that charge thrown out. Mm-hmm. But I can see them straight up saying, yeah, nah, man, you were trafficking. It was just like, bro,
you had your hoe in your car with you.
Human trafficking, the unlawful act of transporting or coercing people in order to benefit from their work or services, typically in the form of forced labor sexual exploitation.
Oh, yeah.
Pimping and pandering is not a charge anymore. They charged him with human trafficking.
That's why them hoes got a walk. That's why she gotta beat that trail. She gotta beat that path. She gotta walk and beat.
No, but that's still human trafficking.
Bro, she gotta push the Cadillac. She ain't riding in it.
It don't matter if you get a profit off her pushing that Cadillac.
That's human trafficking. You moving that human.
AAA. Hey.
That's
for personal profit.
That's triple A.
Forced manual labor for personal profit.
Yeah. They are charging pimps with human trafficking. Yeah, he's pimping. He's gorilla pimping.
This PSA brought to you by Ocean.
Right.
I think
pimping.
Yeah, Romania don't call it that, but I'm just like, oh, so pimping?
Yeah.
You pimping, like.
They had to get rid of, yeah, they had to make it sound worse. Human trafficking.
Human trafficking, pimping. Right. I was like, oh, you a pimping. You are absolutely.
You're a human trafficker.
They can't go to the club. They're bored.
Oh, you're kidnapping. That is kidnapping.
I got all this money in a huge-ass house. They going to stay here and figure something out.
You seen that one, the girl was like, you see my wife? She said she want to go out with her friends.
So now I have two wives. Your friend is here. A fixed problem.
This is not what I want.
His first wife was sitting there mad as shit. But did I not fix problem?
Yes, husband.
Hell.
And the best friend was happy. She's like, yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
She was happy about it.
Hell. And when you'd have a party about a girl quitting, all the girls would stand around and laugh. Oh, she's going to end up asking for her job back. She doesn't appreciate what Andrew did for her.
Yeah, get your bottom bitch to get that bitch back in line, bro. This nigga is gorilla pimping.
And they didn't want there to be a party.
And explaining it.
I had girls come to me saying, look, I have to leave. I'm sorry. I really have to leave. Please don't throw a party about it. Like, they're so scared of all the girls who used to know them, like mocking them behind their back.
Sounds like a very healthy work environment.
Honestly, sounds like you're getting your bottom bitch.
Yo,
bottom bitch, sweetest taboo
to bully this bitch,
to shame that hoe into not leaving.
No,
you're gonna be out there sucking dick for free, bitch.
You can be talking all the mess behind your back.
These guys are traffickers and all this other bullshit. It's a fucking lie. I saw with my own two eyes how these guys operate.
Oh, shit.
Two eyes aren't really.
Of course he didn't pimp. Like, that's my guy. He would never do that.
I saw with my own two eyes. They finna lock this nigga up next.
Oh, this shit, like, this.
There's a knock at my door.
Right. Someone's waiting for you.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Right.
Yeah,
three's company, all right.
Oh, boy.
One of society. If I need to speak to the prime minister, I can make that happen, right? I can't do that.
Because he's extorting. Yeah. Oh, like, my God.
Bruh, it keeps getting worse. The white guys, it keeps getting worse, bruh. He's like, bro, I can got access to the prime minister through my network of hoes.
That's some shit to say.
Damn, Tate. Oh, man. Because, like, bro, I've heard this man speak. I was like, oh, you just control women with money. Like, I get it. You control women with money. You find women who want to be controlled with money, you control them with money. All right, bro, I mean, you know. And then, that nigga reading the teleprompter. He ain't even looking at the camera, bro. He's reading a statement.
He can only say so much.
He's reading the statement, bro. That is my friend. He would never.
I was at his house when it happened.
To get around people of status and power. And this is no different.
On Jeff.
Okay? Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And quite frankly,
Jay-Z ain't going to help you, nigga.
Not at all.
Yo, got it.
To bring you down when you have status and money to elevate themselves.
Exactly. Just like Andrew Tate did to himself by spending literal years confessing to his absolutely awful behavior.
We'll find out what happens soon enough.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Pretty much.
I mean,
pretty much.
That's scary, man. That's like freaking terrifying.
What, pimping?
All of that.
Pimping and pandering. Nah, bro, this ain't the Mac, bro. This ain't Dolomite, nigga. Mm-mm.
But even back then, they were still giving pimps like 10, 15 years for pimping and pandering.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
Through those movies, it was glorified. And then, you know, music kind of glorified it as well. And then it just... I remember the first time, you know, I heard Do or Die Poe pimping. I didn't know what pimping was. I thought a pimping was a guy... who was a ladies' man. I thought that was just a fly way to say you was a ladies' man.
Yeah, pimping meant you had more than one chick.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like you had game. A pimp was somebody who could just, bruh...
Talk to multiple women.
Yeah, right. Ladies' man, bro.
That was a player to me.
Yeah,
player.
Yeah.
But I didn't know...
Pimps and players.
Yeah, exactly. Was two different things.
Two different things, bro. Completely.
I just thought it was synonymous.
Things. I thought they go in hand.
Completely different things was pimps and players. It is.
Man said it like he got scared immediately.
Yeah, I did. I looked over there because I've been looking to this darkness over here, and like if I move a certain way or if he move a certain way, the reflection off of his laptop fucks with me a little bit.
The darkness don't move. That's what's scary.
I stare into the darkness.
I said, why you're
up? Darkness stares back into me.
See, you doing it wrong. You doing it all wrong.
Those rapscallions.
You're going to end up hearing the sound of the war drums. One as well, my friend. Oh, you already closed it.
You don't know how happy this Thanos fucking bottle opener makes me. Because you know I don't do shit but drink cheap beers anyway. I don't need them, but... So now I have to go buy beers that I got to open up with this thing just so I can...
Just so you can use the power.
Well, see, that's good. That forces you to develop a palate.
See, Ocean? That's...
I got one. It likes cheap shit.
It just dang good. Exactly. It forces you to upgrade.
I'm here to elevate. That's what I do. I'm here to elevate. That is God energy, my friend, and God beer.
This is a good beer.
That's great beer.
I wouldn't call it God beer, but it's pretty damn good.
All water that is turned to wine.
God wine.
It's God
beer.
Got
somebody on there, yes. Like a little fat Spanish Jesus.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry we're friends, y'all. Cause the things that pop in my head, I actually don't say. Like only y'all can imagine.
I don't want to, bro. You got a dirty head. You'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro.
Imagine the shit we used to say unfiltered to each other back in the day, school. So I can only imagine how much this, worse it's gotten.
If we had this tape back then, oh no.
This would be the black tapes. Like on Yu Hakusho.
You know what's so funny about that?
Bible
I've
Black.
I've been watching like a whole bunch of like classic anime and shit on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
They've been showing Yu Yu Hakusho a lot recently, just back to back, re-showing it on different channels. And I was watching it, and I was like, when it got to the Black Tape Saga or the Sensui Saga at the end, I was like, this is some fucked up shit. Like, humans did the most debaucherous shit you could think of. Two demons.
Debauchery at its
two demons. And recorded it. Why would you do that?
Bro, they summon demons in order to,
fuck them and do all kind of weird shit.
Like...
And recorded it on tape.
Yu Yu Hakusho is about?
No, on the last season.
On the last season.
The
Black Tape.
He used to be a spirit detective. He was like the strongest spirit detective there was, and he saw the Black Tape, and he was like, oh, hell no. Fuck that. Yeah. He developed like seven different personalities.
That'd be turned into the identity.
Yeah, he was a spirit detective, and... What ended up happening was, like, the demons were always the bad guys, and that was always what the story told. The demons are the bad guys. You're here to protect humanity and people's spirits, because typically demons are the bad guys. But, you know, humans do their fair share of fuck shit. So one day he just stumbled upon a tape of humans who just violated demons, like, the way no one deserves to be violated, even if they are demons. And, you know, it was kind of like, well, they're
and
demons.
It wasn't just one tape. It was like a whole series of tapes.
No.
Yeah, so, like...
Going one tape.
No, he found that one tape that he showed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was that one tape he showed when he was trying to open the portal. But there were multiple tapes.
Okay, because they said that one tape was, like, 9 hours long.
Yeah.
He watched it. He watched all this demon porn. And after watching all the demon porn and snuff films,
it fucked him up.
He was like, you know what? Everybody got to die. Like, fuck it. But in order for that to happen, I need to get strong. I'm going to create a personality, and each one of my personalities is going to train for 7 years. And once I, all my, not a full, like, and at the same time, you develop 7 personalities and all of them train once a day for 7 years or however long it was.
And you still maintain your original core personality also.
So now you got like 49, you got damn near 50 years of experience between all of these personalities, and you strong as fuck. And he's like, yo, I am going to make the world suffer for just being evil humans.
And
like,
the fucked up thing is he develops basically a godlike power because he's used 7 different personalities to get to that level, but he shouldn't be using like sacred armor, but he can.
Yeah, because
he's got multiple. Because
he's supposed to be doing something righteous. Some of his personalities are actually righteous in their thought pattern and what they're trying to do, but it's fucked up in execution.
Yeah, man. But I mean, that's what happens at the end. Like, it's pretty much like the nasty ass humans, like, yo, I'm finna kill all the humans,
bro,
because
y'all deserve it.
Because fuck everybody.
The bit that they showed without showing was redonkulous.
Yeah, because they show you bits and pieces of the tape on the show, but you don't get to see it because they like fuzz it up.
It's like blurred shapes and like.
But you know what's going on because you can hear it and you know.
That black tape was redonkulous.
I wish Sensui would have been on the Yu Yu Hakusho movie.
Right.
That nigga had to die.
He said, this your
person. Yeah, he did.
That nigga had to go. Yeah, like, he bro, did. You gotta go, bro.
He's one of my favorite villains ever. Like, I was mad. Like, I know.
He's a dope anime villain, because anime villains can be, like, just bullshit, but it's good when you get a good anime antagonist, like a really, really good villain.
Because you even fuck with Toguro, even though he was on some bullshit. You fuck with him still, because he was just like, look, I love this woman, and I'm pissed off that she's training you, and you strong, and I don't like the fact that you strong.
Demon roid rage.
Yeah.
That's all he had, demon roid rage. This nigga got demon steroids and got big as fuck. And he was just like, man, I won the tournament. What's your wish? I want to be powerful. Oh, I'm going to give you demon steroids.
Right. Because he's still human, but he's, like, so strong, he's classified as a demon.
Demon, because he takes demon steroids that make him, like, strong as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl who, like, won was like, so what you want? She was like, you know what? I'm good, because that was some bullshit-ass prizes.
Right, I just kind of want to go back home.
Like, bro, I'm good. Like, baby, you don't want to stay and feel these guns?
Right. Like, I did all this fighting for you. Like, nah.
So you're leaving me? Baby, you like them steroids a little too much. You ain't going to beat my ass. I'm going to go.
Like, you see how small I am?
Sally.
Man, last season is where I got one of my favorite anime lines of all time, boy. Hey, you need to let us help you. Yusuke fight this dude.
Let me explain something to you. 4 times 0 power is still
zero power. Like, bro, I can't help you do shit.
That was the most disrespectful shit ever, dog. Hey. Y'all just in the way. I'm doing y'all a favor by having y'all over here, bro.
Right, like, you're just here for decoration to give me moral support. Let's say 4 times 0 power is still 0, bro. It don't matter how many of y'all it is. Well, you right about that. Hey, oh no, don't disrespect my baby like that now. Don't do that.
Tina Fey or her?
Tina Fey, don't disrespect. Don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, I started to like her in Veep, and then when she ended up becoming...
That's not Tina Fey in Veep?
No.
That's her.
I know. Wow.
Whoops. Tina Fey is 30 Rock.
Well, I'm not. I'm white cuz for sure.
Whoops.
Yeah. And SNL.
Whoops.
More prominent SNL than her.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, man. I'ma watch that. Yeah. I go to the movies to watch that. Like, that looked funny. That looked like
shout
a good movie.
Kenya Burst.
Shout out, man.
Jonah Hill.
Oh yeah.
Dang, man. I missed like 18 rotations. That's jacked up, man.
You're going to miss out on all the rest of them, too.
Dang. Y'all being good friends and all.
That's what we do.
Even though it's more like verbal.
Yeah. Night sun.
What is this Kenshin official trailer? What is that foolishness? Super fast
at first. Oh, I mean, there's a new Kenshin.
Why have I missed this? Is it a movie or a new series?
They're rebooting Rurouni Kenshin.
Can we get it from the very beginning when he was still?
This is what it's gonna be.
Yeah, they're rebooting the. It's
just. I don't want to sound dumb, but it's the same thing as Kenshin Arroyo.
You're not getting it chronological.
Hold on. What?
Is this the same thing as Kenshin Arroyo?
No. Rurouni Kenshin is a guy who just. It takes place during the Meiji era, during the restructuring period with the Ascension Gumi. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Restoration period.
The reason
you're not gonna get it ever in chronological order.
To answer your question, the creator of Rurouni Kenshin was brought up on pedophile charges, and because of that, people are like burying his work out of shame for nigga being a pedophile, allegedly.
Yeah, I just want to see that bit go full Batosai, relentless style, like. Just complete utter.
You can't go and watch Samurai X all the movies.
I can, but I want to see new Slaughter Fest.
But Samurai X came up. They made Samurai X movies after the original series ended. That's the thing about Samurai X. It was always like it. We got Samurai X movies in the past 2 decades. So I feel like rebooting Rurouni Kenshin, that happened like 30 years ago almost. Samurai X might be, 10, not even 15 years removed? And that is a long time, I will say. But at the same time, those movies were top quality. So I'm saying, Samurai X, I feel like Samurai X had nothing to do with Rurouni Kenshin anyway. It always felt separate, even though it was the prequel. Because it was way darker, it was way more intense, and, they didn't come on Toonami. You had to get the DVD to watch that shit. You could not watch it, and I felt like it was independent, of the main story, so I don't know.
I love me a good assassin. I love me a good assassination, allegedly.
You like a good alleged assassination?
In anime.
I mean, you can watch the Netflix movies. They pretty good. You see this shit happening in live action, and he was...
They weren't bad.
Yeah. They ain't no all right. They were fantastic. Especially if you want to compare them shits to Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah,
Yeah, exactly. Them bitches wasn't even audio synced.
Man, I'm still mad at fucking Scar. That bit, me, I think I'm taller than Scar. That bit was
Don't forget, they were Japanese. Well, no, he wasn't. He was just balling. That man should not have been that short.
Yes.
Yeah, he should not have been that short.
I cut that shit off. I cut it on and cut it off immediately. I said, cut that shit. Alexa, cut this shit off.
Cut this shit off. Of course, Skulls. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, that Kenshin movie wasn't it. I mean, not Kenshin, but Full Metal movie was not it, though. Name one of them. They all made me mad.
Or show that Dr. Seuss.
Did Dr. Seuss wear that?
Actually insane. This is one of only a few adult books that Dr. Seuss actually wrote. This one's called The Seven Lady Godivas. It's just insane to look at right now. I don't know what's in here. I haven't read it yet. But
I need to see if this is real.
It is. It is. It's a real book.
But I got paper cuts just looking at the paper.
Again, one of only a few adult stories that he actually wrote.
Dr. Seuss.
Right, yeah. I've never known Dr. Seuss to write.
Me neither.
It's pretty rare.
Adult story.
Apparently, I looked it up online and just not many of these out. This is a reissued version from the 80s. There's a different cover that exists as well. But this artwork is insane. This is beautiful.
Well, damn.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss had a...
This is actually insane. This is
an adult animation book.
I want to at least hear something where the story was going.
Yeah, he didn't say shit about the story.
We apparently just got it.
And he was like, Brian, he read it.
Too. Guy in the Batman movies.
Did you know this guy, who the Joker threatens in The Dark Knight, has been in more Batman movies than any actor who's played Batman? He is Senator Patrick Leahy. He's a self-professed comic book nerd who got his start in Batman by writing the preface to volume number one of the Batman archives. He has since appeared in 5 Batman movies and even been a voice in Batman the Animated Series. He apparently donates the money he makes from these cameos to the library he read comic books at as a kid. Did you know this guy?
Shout out to Senator Leahy.
Right.
Unless he's one of them stupid-ass Republicans that's been fighting with themselves to elect a speaker.
Damn, in 1939, it came out and it was considered a failure. Mm. But in Goodreads, it's got a 3.7 out of 5, and on eBay, it's got a 4.9 out of 5. But I don't know if that's the rating of the product or the quality of the product. It's on sale on Amazon for $174. Oh, no, it's not the actual facts concerning history's Barris family.
Ends of time.
Both send each other the same video?
Which one?
About the voice of the... The voice of the mummy.
He's already recreating the vocal cords.
Messy Edmonds' voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Hey, whatever, bitch. Give me a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries.
Oh, hell no. Unforgivable. Hell no.
With a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce
all
hey, whatever, bitch. Give me a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries.
Dr.
Pepper. Did I send you the one about the gay dinosaur?
Playing some video games and shit.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Boy, when they said that, I can't.
I died.
Boy, Jurassic Park. I told somebody, you want to get scarred for life? What's that horror movie that's so terrible? What's that horror movie with the basket, Marquise?
Basket?
How about name it Eminem? Your girl wanted Eminem, so I gave her an Eminem. Eminem and Eminem.
With a basket.
That's what I hear with that man be rapping.
It's literally called, I was like, what is that joke? It's called Basket Case.
Dinosaur, when he roared out, he said, yes.
He had his twin brother, and they cut it off his side. He kept it in the basket and was carrying it around.
No. Ain't never seen that
you
one.
You didn't see that trash?
No, I never saw that.
Look at that. It's called Basket Case. And his brother would get jealous if he go on a date or start dating other women. And his brother would, try to kill the women because you're trying to separate me and my brother.
And you live in a fucking basket. What are you gonna do?
He crawls out of the basket like. That's it, trash. And he started dating a girl.
You stupid Ocean.